Every so often, a podcast emerges from the clutter that speaks to the heart and soul of America and the world. This ain't one of them. It's time for those ignorant intellectuals.
Miss J.
Either learn me or I'm a left.
D.A.
Plain devil's advocate.
Pretty smoke.
I'm the type of woman you'll never have me in a position where I'm ass out.
J.L. Dangerous.
They don't really want to smoke.
And the moderator, Big C the Chef. They are the Unprivileged as Fuck Podcast.
You niggas, crazy.
What's going on, everybody? How y'all feeling tonight? Everybody's not here tonight yet. A couple people are running late. Christy is stuck in a meeting, Zoom meeting, for work. And he'll probably be here shortly. You know, you don't see CP time. Anyway, how y'all feeling tonight?
That's why we gotta pay them extra charges. Because that's it right there.
Yeah. Well, we ain't gonna get into that right quick.
So what's going on with you?
Great, I'm great. Man, this is lovely.
What's lovely?
I'm about to get some more STEMI money. I'm good. That STEMI coming in.
You sure you're gonna qualify? You know, they made some stipulations on that.
We made the cutoff. According to what I heard about 32 minutes ago, we made the cutoff.
Because they bumped it up to what, 80,000 now?
Yeah, 80 and 160. So we made the cutoff. And they upped the limit for the children. It used to be 17, so that means we getting extra. I think because now they doing for kids that are in college too, even though mine ain't, but not yet. But yeah, we getting extra. So
when are they supposed to come out? When are they supposed to be dispersing them?
According to my source, they're saying March 14th. So.
Well, I didn't get the last one, so guess I won't get this one either. I'm over it.
Man. Hey, well, when I buy my three half gallons of Hennessy Black, I'll be thinking of you.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Hey. Look, the question is, Chris asked, how you doing? How's everybody doing? Do you have anything you'd like to share with us? How you doing?
She just got here. You ain't even said nothing about you yet. You usually kicking everything off.
Right. I just wanted to, I just want to get right into it.
Hey, peeps. It's been a long day, I promise you. I'm feeling like I worked harder than I get paid for. How about that? So you know what the remedy for that is, right?
What is it?
It is to work for yourself. That's the remedy for that.
Oh, I thought I was going to say drink. My bad.
And to drink. Are you ready for this? You ready for this?
Okay.
This is my extra
James, we got a couple alcoholics on there because, me, you, and DA, we always just drink water.
Alcoholics go to them meetings. Don't do us. Right. We don't do that.
I don't have a problem. I got 99 problems, but this drink right here ain't
it's
one.
It's not one.
It's not one.
Y'all some alkies.
That's what they say. That's what the hashtag is for drunks.
Okay, I see you. Listen, the kind of week I've been having, I probably need 2 margaritas, 2 smokes, and a little something special.
Oh.
Goodness gracious.
Oh. Ain't it? That's what I said. Goodness gracious. How's everybody doing? All right. Y'all doing all right out there?
Yeah,
I can't complain.
You know what, though? You know what's funny? You know, because, we might as well get into it. You know, they're getting ready. I got a week left. Y'all pray for me.
A week of what left?
Before Texas go public.
Oh, you know what? Y'all just stay masked up. I had to FaceTime my son right when the news was on. I was like, son, I don't care what them fools down there do. You stay safe. You need to make sure you wear your mask. You continue to take all those precautions because that it's a setup. It is a setup. I'm telling you, it is a setup.
Yeah.
I believe.
I'm not listening to anybody tell me to take less precaution. Okay. Never.
No.
Right.
Because that means they are not about the right. They are not trying to. They are not right for real.
And I pray for you and you, both Chris's, I guess, both of y'all, because I pray for y'all Texas people every day. The ones that y'all are, what they call them, transplants. Y'all aren't originally from there.
Well, you know what? And see, at work, we thought that, you know, we just knew that that was going to go out the window as far as GM goes. You know, because it was like, GM ain't finna keep spending money on this PPP stuff and everything and all of that. But, yeah, we got a message out today saying that, GM will follow the national mandate. So, yeah, we still will be wearing masks inside the plant.
Oh, yeah.
That's mandatory.
My company said the same thing.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure. And you know what? I'm almost pretty sure a lot of these restaurants are still going to stick to that code. You know.
I don't know about that part.
Probably not all of them. But I'm pretty sure, like, some of the major chains, you know, some of the national chains, corporate might tell them, no, y'all still keep them mad, you know, still socially distance the people. And y'all, you know, y'all have people wear masks in there. If they don't want to wear a mask, they can't come in. You know, you're going to have a lot of people that's going to, it's going to be a lot of rants going on. You're going to have a lot of Karens going to go crazy.
Oh, yeah, because, you know, if the school, you know, my ISD, they were up to 216 cases, and that was from October to the current. Not to mention the ones that they're not reporting, you know what I'm saying? Because some kids are doing virtual, you know, but the numbers are what they are, you know, because we were back and forth. We were in and out, you know. At one point, the kids who were going to school, the cases got so high, they said, okay, guys, we got to cut this out. We're going to go to virtual. And then after that, they went back to school. So you just, you know, back and forth with it. Listen, I'm going to try to remain calm tonight because I got a whole lot of issues with a whole lot of people today. And I need to either hit the altar or hit this margarita one time for the one time.
Or both.
When the devil is Greg Abbott up for election?
I almost said something ugly.
I mean, you could say it as long as it's legal.
No, it's not.
Because y'all the Texas people, because we counting the day when old Ron DeSantis, I thought Ron DeSantis was a buffoon, but man, old boy Greg Abbott said, hold my beer. Because they challenging to see which one is the dumbest.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that, you know, is this a case of him trying to be relevant? You know what I'm saying? Is everybody getting too much attention for him? That he had to be the first one to come out with that bullshit, because he was definitely the first one to sit in front of the cameras and say, "Yeah, we going back to making this money. Forget death, forget COVID, forget the millions of old people and children who cannot get this vaccination." You know what I'm saying? Because it's a whole bunch of people who just can't get to it, and ain't nobody saying, "Okay, we'll come to you." No, you know, I got an appointment for tomorrow. But my kid don't have an appointment. I'm not taking this shit without my kid. I'm not doing that. That's crazy to me. If we're going down, we're going down together either way. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I'm not going to leave my baby here to have to fend for this bullshit. Either we're going to take it together or we're not going to take it. So I'm in my feelings. So y'all reel me back in when I get to acting crazy, because I'm in my feels tonight.
Right. Well, what type of voter fraud keep getting Ted Cruz elected as well? Texas really is Tex-ass. It's Tex-ass.
Ass.
Yeah.
Ass.
And you know what? I had even made some shirts that were saying cancel Ted Cruz.
Man, that
dude. Please do.
Yeah, good luck.
Hilarious.
You know, but, you know, I don't think we're going to sell them.
Not only that, but my conscience won't let me vote for a man that damn ugly. That's a weird, ugly looking M&F.
He is weird, you know. Don't he have some kind of strange perversion look to him?
Yes.
Real perversion.
Yes. Look. He looked like the type that dunk his bread in milk.
Right. Or drink buttermilk. You know, yeah. You remember when old people used to drink buttermilk?
With that cornbread, with cornbread. Yeah. Poured over cornbread. Mm.
That's exactly
what it's like. You know, That's nasty. So, well, we looks like we got DA with us tonight. And
DA in the house.
I think he's having some mic problems or something.
Yeah, he looks, I think he froze. He keep
going. Yeah, I'm having some camera problems, not some mic problems.
Oh, okay.
Good evening, brother.
Yeah.
What's going on, man?
Technical difficulties over here.
Yeah.
Me too. Life is my technical difficulty right now. But I'd rather be alive than dead. So I'm going to stop complaining now.
So, hey, check this out. I'm sure you all saw it. I don't know if you all saw it or not. The guy that, the story about the Nike executive with the.
Yes.
Man, did you read the article that, and it had a link to the guy's Instagram? That's why we could never find any, you know, when the Nike website or sneakers do them new drops and they already sold out in like 5 minutes. That's why. Because he already got them all.
Yeah.
And then he resells them.
Right.
And you know, have you guys ever heard of this store called GOAT, G-O-A-T?
Mm-hmm. This is supposed to be an app. Yeah, it's
y'all heard of that? So this website is where it's, they got the nerve to be advertising on Afterpay. Now, if that's not a ploy to keep us broke than a joke, I don't know what is. I mean, and let me just be clear what I mean by that, because those people who use Afterpay, me too included, I just feel like this right here, though, is a whole different level, because you go on here, you're going to get some used shoes. You're going to get some shoes that's not brand new. They just are part of this very, very popular line, right? And they bought them and didn't wear them, but they still consider used, because if they ain't new coming from the store, they used to me. But this site, and man, listen to me when I tell you, they bid on these shoes. They bidding on them like on eBay. Right, they bid on these shoes, and you can spend over $1,000 for a pair of retros. Get the hell out of here! Listen to me.
No,
listen. When I tell you this is just another ploy to keep us broke, we don't have no. If we doing this, we don't have no common sense. But then that too applies to the women who use Afterpay to buy red bottoms. Baby girl, if you don't have the money for Christian Louboutin, do not take your paycheck and pay Afterpay to get that shit. That is ridiculous. Ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
You're going to pay interest. We ain't paying interest on a house. We ain't paying interest on a car. We paying interest on a pair of shoes. You understand me?
Or that purses, like, or jewelry, or electronics that, you know.
Or anything, you know.
You know.
Yeah, see, y'all not reeling me in. Can y'all reel me in tonight? I'm gonna need y'all as my backbone.
No, go for it. You tell the truth.
Yeah, yeah, we got that. I mean, you got more than just Afterpay. You got what? Klarna is another one. Sezzle is another one.
You know what else?
They've gotten popular.
You have something called self control.
Right, but I'm saying, these kind of like. Direct pay deposit or whatever things are becoming very, very popular. You're starting to see them on a lot of websites.
Delayed pay. That's what you call it.
Yeah, delayed pay. You know, of course, when...
Entry.
You know, when I worked at the airport, me and DA had something. I mean, the airport had something for us. What was it? Delta had something like that for us. You know, they had this website that we could go to. And we could order these electronics or whatever, TVs, laptops, whatever. And they just deducted out of our check.
Yeah,
they just deducted out of our check every week. Or, I don't know if it was every week or every month or something like that. But theirs didn't tag on any interest. Or did it?
Hmm.
It had a little bit of interest on it. I mean, it was a little bit more expensive, but not like, it wasn't ridiculous.
Yeah, but what I was pissed about was I bought that tablet, that Asus tablet, and it was like their first one, and I was pissed because after the first year, they stopped supporting it all together. And so then it just became a brick. You know, pissed me off. I spent all that money on it, and they just stopped supporting it all together. No updates, no nothing.
Yeah. Usually with technology, IT type technology, I don't buy the first generation of stuff, because then they're going to come out, they're going to fix all the bugs, and like you just said, they ain't going to support it, but they're going to come out, like say for instance when they did the iPad, and then like 6 months later they came out with the iPad 2, and real talk, the iPad 2 is still as good now as it was back then. Because you can still use it, you just don't have some of the updates. But the iPad itself, the original one, you can't even use it once the iPad 2 came out. So buy, don't get the first generation of anything technically.
Yeah.
All right, y'all. So look, another story that's been circulating is something that got me a little hot under the collar, because this is my area of expertise, education. That story, there was an article that was shared, it's been shared in some teacher groups, and then, you know, I've seen it on like just regular Facebook and Instagram, but it's this story about a young man in Baltimore City School. So this is a public school, who was in his fourth year high school, so meaning he's in his last semester of high school right now, allegedly, and he, in 4 years, going on 4 years, has passed three classes. He has a 0.13. In most high schools, to graduate, you need anywhere from 20 to 24 credits to graduate. He's passed three classes. And so the mom, somehow she got interviewed, and she got with some advocacy group, and they are advocating for her. And so they interviewed her, and her thing is, the school failed him. They failed my baby. And she just continued on with how they failed him. She had no idea. She said, I knew that he didn't pass some classes, but he, you know, took the next class. So I didn't know that he wasn't going to graduate on time. And I'm disturbed by that, you know, being affiliated with high school myself, and it doesn't exactly work like that. So some people are confused, like, well, why did he get promoted? So you don't get promoted in high school. It doesn't work like that. You get promoted when you know, K-8, you get promoted to the next higher grade. But in high school, it doesn't work like that. So she's claiming that, well, if he had Algebra 1, he didn't pass Algebra 1, but why did he go to Algebra 2? You go to Algebra 2, you go to the next one, and then you're expected to take either summer school or virtual school. Sometimes they have night school. And so more often than not, when you tell kids, especially in some place like Baltimore City, which is predominantly a minority district, those kids will blow off. They will blow off the notices. The parents will blow off the notices. They'll blow off summer school. They'll blow off, you know, virtual school. They will not go. But the thing is, the school is going to continue to give, you know, hey, I need to put this kid in this next class. They need to take this class. They're doing what they're supposed to do somewhat. But mom now is talking about she want to have a lawsuit against the school district because her child has passed three classes in 4 years. So where is the responsibility on a parent? Now, don't get me wrong. This school obviously is not, you know, the shining star, school on a hill somewhere. It totally is not. But how do you not know that your child is not going to graduate? And how do you not know that your child has only passed three classes? This is the 21st century. They have Power School, they have Skyward, they have all these ways to check your children's grades online. There's this thing called report cards that they send home. They send progress reports. And she admitted, she said, yeah, I mean, I knew he didn't pass some class, but I didn't know that he wasn't gonna graduate. But did you not know that he didn't make them up? Because if you fail something, you are required to make it up, because every state has different graduation requirements. You have to know. You have to know what those are. So some of that responsibility has to be on the parent. And I just hate to see that, you know, that she's just getting rid of all that and talking about how her baby, they failed her baby, her baby's embarrassed that he's not gonna graduate on time. No, you should be embarrassed. You should be embarrassed. And then her excuse is, well, I had three jobs and I got three kids. Now, I don't even want to hear that. Like, that is ridiculous, because again, you chose to have three kids and he's the oldest. So you talk about he's 17, 18 years old. Come on, dude. But this happens all the time. Remember, I'm a high school teacher. Parents send their kids to high school and they just let them go. There's like almost no more involvement. We will be trying to call home. Phone numbers don't work. You mail stuff home. It gets returned back to, we don't have no current phone numbers. We have none of that. Kids are raising them damn selves. Yeah. And he failed himself. He knew better. He knew he failed all them damn classes. Period.
Yeah, and you know, and it also said something about he missed like 272 days of school.
Correct.
I mean,
and then on top of that, they do robocalls. So what happens is, as soon as your call, and Chrissy knows she has a child in school, if your child is late to class or if they're not there, they automatically, it's a message. As soon as teachers take attendance, it goes in a database and it automatically triggers a phone call. But then again, if you don't have a phone number and we don't have no way to get in touch with you, you probably aren't getting the robocalls. So there's that.
Yeah. Well, you know what? You got to think about it. Well, I don't know if the official was right with what he was saying, but they was. You got to think, though, that's Baltimore. They probably don't have that kind of system set up with their school.
Oh, they do. They do the hoodiest of them all. It's not a hard thing to do. They got it. They have it. Sure. Because you'd be surprised, the most underperforming districts, they actually got a lot of federal money. They get money. They got money. That's not it. It's not hard to do robocalls. Robocalls, the most rural places can do robocalls. That ain't it.
She might have robocalls blocked.
Exactly. I've called parents. They would straight up tell me why. They're like, well, don't call me. Why you call? I'm calling you because your child has not been to class. I'm calling you because the semester is about to end, and if your child doesn't turn in these assignments, then your child will be having to repeat this class. Like, they were straight up. I've had parents hang up in my face when I'm trying to tell them about the progress of their child. So it happens.
Yeah, they do. And I you know, I get frustrated with all the emails, but my thing is, if he was doing what he was supposed to be doing, I wouldn't get those emails. So where I channel that frustration is on his little ass. And I tell him, you know, if you don't have these people stop calling my phone while I'm trying to work these two jobs over here, I'm gonna choke you out. But it's few and far between. Sometimes, you know, we have to stop always looking. I think I say this shit every week. We got to stop always looking for people to do something for us. I think for too long, we have accepted school as a babysitting location. Yep. Instead of us interacting with our kid, making sure they have an understanding of what this curriculum is. Now, I got to say, as smart as I think I am, the schoolwork is a little bit harder than it was for me when I was coming up. But I'll do what I can to help him. I tell his little ass all the time, go Google that shit. I don't know. But, you know, again, at least I'm present and I'm helping, you know, and we just got to stop thinking that these teachers are here to babysit our kids. And a lot of this virtual, I do welcome it a little bit, because you get to see who the hell your kid really is. Huh? You get to see if that's a little hellion or not. Right. Because mm-hmm. he bored. Some of who he is going to show up at home, and I'm going to show out on his ass as soon as they show up. But again, we needed to see what these teachers go through. I have a special appreciation for the teachers, because I know if my patience is about this, then they got to really be losing their damn minds. And then they had the nerve to say they miss these little jokers. So
We do miss them.
Kudos. Thank you for your service.
Thank you for your service.
Ain't no way in hell I could be a teacher.
Hey,
I'd be one of them viral video dudes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because these kids don't listen. But then when we look at the kids, and sometimes I'll be wanting to just bark at the kid, but then I always have to think back, hey, it came from somewhere. Yeah. And I take the pain. My frustration ain't on the kid anymore. It's whoever they was, whoever helped raise them is what ticks me off.
Yeah.
They,
like you said, they ain't getting raised. they're raising themselves. Yeah. You know, especially after they get a certain, you'd be surprised. I hear the teachers in the background, they be straight trying, almost losing their mind. I heard once they shut up the other day. I said, oh, ooh. Did she say shut up? I said, oh, baby, we don't say shut up over here. Mm-hmm. I'm ignorant with it. Oh, baby, really we don't say shut up. No, that them kids was bad as hell. I heard them.
Yeah. All right. Hey, so, D.A., do you have a, you got some BS for us tonight?
Actually, I do. I'm just trying to get set up here. Give me a second.
All right. Well, let's go with,
go ahead.
Okay. Well, while you getting set up, you want to go with Janelle? You want to let Janelle go? Janelle.
Yes.
What's happening? What you got?
Okay. So my unpopular opinion, right? Look, I had to make some notes on this because it was just bothering my spirit. So, okay, fellas. We women of a certain age and income bracket do not need your $40. Or to bring us a two-piece with a biscuit. What we need are things that you can't necessarily taste, touch, or smell. Things like great conversation. Have you read a book in the last 5 years?
Hello.
Are you up on current events? Do you watch the news? What is your credit score?
Oh, Jesus, take us on over to the other side.
Companionship, loyalty, genuine commitment, and above all else, we're not trying to play no games. What y'all fail to realize is that women tend to go above and beyond for men
Oh, Lord.
Who make us feel secure in the things that I mentioned.
She was thinking long and hard about this.
Emphasis on women. Now, don't get me wrong. A major turn on for me is a man who is good with his hands. Meaning he is handy as fuck. I love that shit because it complements my lifestyle.
Go. Drop the mic, Sister J. Drop the fucking mic.
I'm over it. I'm just over it right now.
No.
Jesus. Right into my story for tonight. Are y'all ready for this bullshit? Y'all got to be ready for this bullshit.
I got to hear.
Some bullshit that is beyond bullshit. This joker right here invented fuckery.
He invented it.
Look it up in the Urban Dictionary, bam, that's his motherfucking picture.
Oh.
He invented fuckery.
Okay.
So we having a good time. I'm on a date, by the way. So we having a good time.
Cool. So was this date recently?
This was recent.
Okay.
Right. Blast alert. So you blast
had,
alert.
So you've had a COVID date, a pandemic.
I had a pandemic. And okay. I almost was going to give it to him.
Give him what, girl?
Give him what?
Let her tell the story, Janelle. Baby. Come on.
He almost got it. So we had a good night.
Mm-hmm.
I cooked a little dinner.
Ooh.
I set the mood. I lit the candles. Nigga, I got an old shaggy rug in the bedroom.
No.
Where you can lay out and drink on. I got a mini bar. When I tell you it's set up, it's set the hell up. So I did my part, right? But I'm busy too, because I'm a woman that do a lot of shit and I got very minimal time to get it done. So I done left him to go upstairs and get comfortable because we agreed this was gonna be an overnight stay, right? It was gonna be an overnight stay. We grown. Shit, I'm grown. At what age do you stop being a hoe? I think when you turn 45, you get to stop being a hoe and you just do what you do, right?
I'm just gonna say,
when you got your own shit, when you got all your own shit, your house and all that.
Right.
And you could be a hoe in an apartment, though. You could be a hoe in an apartment.
She ready.
No matter what age.
So get this. So I done set the mood. Alexa. You understand me? Play some Rochelle Pharrell up through here, right?
Let's get. Oh, now Rochelle, you was ready.
Now you know when you play Rochelle Pharrell because she's scatting. She's singing. She don't sing. She sang.
Correct.
Okay. I come upstairs. I'm tired. I'm just ready to go get to the next phase of this night. I done came upstairs, left him to go upstairs. Remember now, I done walked in the room, and this, can I say it?
Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it.
This motherfucker is sitting on my cloth sofa, butt bookie ass naked, balls is hanging, and it wasn't even attractive.
I said, "Oh,
is
he need a ball lift?
Now, don't get me wrong.
Hold on. So, hold on. Tell the truth. Hold on. So, you saying he straight up free balling on your sofa?
On my and what am I, Chris?
Ass marks and everything. You a germaphobe? I know you a germaphobe.
I'm over here in my mind. I can't even get the words out quick enough because my mind is already at the end of get the fuck out. My mind had already hit that point. I said, "Is this what you're doing? You got your balls and belly all over my motherfucker."
Not a belly. I have never.
Listen,
I could never.
And just for the record, women wear
balls and belly.
Women wear girdles, but men. Y'all should wear some too. And I think he was wearing one because I didn't see all that before.
Ooh.
Now, I am not flat stomach by no means. And I don't even mind a curvy, fluffy teddy bear. I'm not, listen, I love them. What's the saying?
Ooh,
mind crippling crazy. Listen, if you sweet to me, I work you in my life. This nigga had his whole belly and balls.
So belly, balls, and ass on your couch.
But the part that really messed me up was he
BBA.
Was laid back cock diesel. He was laid back cock diesel, like, whoa. And all he had to say was, "Here I'm is," because that was all, it would have took it over. "Here I'm is." If he had said that, that would have been it. But so I said to him, I said, "Is this what you're doing on my sofa? Really? Really?" He said, "What? I'm clean. I just got out the shower. I don't give zero fucks about how many showers you took while you sitting your ass on my sofa." My ass on the sofa. So if he had to ask me, maybe. But I don't even sit my bare ass on my sofa. My baby lay on that sofa.
Now he gonna smell. Now your baby gonna smell ass and balls on that sofa.
Now, as I stated, Chris, can you please pull up the pictures from earlier? Is there any way you can show these pictures from earlier that we were talking about this in the chat? Because I think the angles was off. He should have practiced that pose a little bit more. Like, if I'm going, because I've done it before. So, you know, there's a way that we stand that accentuates our curves. Because, again, I'm not flat stomach, but I ain't out here bad, though. I'm not out here bad. He should have laid to the left a little bit. And he should have lift them raggedy balls up a little bit, and he should have placed them ever so rightly. Listen to me. He should have been pulling up one of the. Chris, come on, pull up.
I'm finna pull up. I'm finna pull it
right,
up.
Right. He should have been angled a little bit more. Like, if he had angled himself a little bit more, then I probably wouldn't have even paid no attention to it. But here was the other thing, too, because my girlfriend.
Or was he like that?
Yes, baby! Take me on to the promised land. Come on through what you come through. Listen. And all I got to say is he fucked up a good friendship.
Oh, damn.
Oh. Y'all can't even be friends?
Nah, listen, I'm 47. I don't need no new friends.
I know that's right.
No new friends.
No new friends. You don't need no new friends.
What was that friend doing in your boudoir?
So I told you, I was on a date. Listen, it's been a minute. I'm trying to get my life right. This attitude that I get, I wouldn't even have if that man had done what he needed to do.
Oh, you needed some maintenance.
I needed maintenance.
You needed some.
Oh, I'm a drink to that.
All right, yeah.
Can I add something? Mm-hmm. Not that I was checking out your story, and there was a couple things that I have to add where the mistakes that you made were.
Okay.
the biggest mistake, the biggest mistake was leaving a man leaving a man alone to his own devices, to where he could make a dumb decision like that. Because the number one thing is, if you would have asked him why he did that, he would have said, this is our response: I thought it was a good idea at the time. That's how we think. It was good that most men would have probably done, is when they with a woman and she said, well, go upstairs or do whatever the devil you was gonna do, it always ends up with a man being naked somewhere on the couch. Because that's, we said,
she got a whole bed in her room. Right. She has a whole bed. He could have sprawled across her bed. Why you got your funky ass on the couch? She got a whole bed.
I'll explain from a man's perspective.
I'm gonna keep drinking so it can make sense. I'm gonna keep
right here, Tussie. Yeah,
this is real talk. He was actually, that was him right there.
In his dreams, that was him right there. In his motherfucking dreams.
Oh, damn. Ooh.
He was actually being, in his mind, he was being respectful, saying, if I get on her bed, she gonna think I'm just trying to hit it right quick, bam. I wanna set the mood by getting naked on the couch.
Come on, now you grown people, now she told him to go upstairs and come. Now you know what the fuck that means.
But it's, wait, say this. Yeah. She
told him to go upstairs. And so you knew what was up. He knew what was up. So he could have got his ass on her bed while he lay up on her couch. He could have laid on the floor in front of
you. You got to set the mood. You don't just automatically go gonzo and right onto the bedroom.
You go
into the couch.
Big fail. Did I come clear that time, Chris? Big fail.
But DA, Chris, help me out. If you leave a man to his own devices, it's going to wind up where he going to be somewhere butt ass naked, ready for you to come in there. Because he think he got it going on. Now, the couch part, that's different. But the other part about it, why he was naked on there, is because somewhere throughout that date, you gave him the C word.
What was that C word, please?
Because I remember when I was.
What was the C word? So I know not to never do that shit again.
Never.
In my young days, I don't care where I was, even if I wasn't on a date, when a woman gave me the C word, it was on and popping. And the C word is confirmation. You gave him coochie confirmation. I could be at a grocery store and a woman is, it'll be a certain look saying, you gonna get it tonight. And I know that look. Cause I got two older sisters and a mama and a whole bunch of women cousins. So I know they taught me about women a long time ago. So I knew as long as I don't fuck it up, it was about to be on that night.
Cause you know you can talk yourself out of some ass.
Exactly. And I learned from them. So you gave him that confirmation. And in his mind, he said, well, I'm gonna go up there and get naked cause it's about to be on and pop.
Listen, well, nevertheless, we're not talking anymore, and I dismissed that via text message.
Damn, that's real.
Here's my problem with women, and I don't want to think that I'm a male or woman bash. I'm just telling you, this hurts my heart as a man. The thing with women that's different than men, a man will say, hey, I didn't like that, and then we'll move on.
Bullshit.
But women, y'all shut shit down.
Bullshit.
Y'all shut it down. And we don't know that. Like, if you told him, I don't like balls on my couch, he'll say, my bad. He'll get the balls off, and he'll never do it again.
But see, here's the thing. At a certain age, we feel like we're women of a certain age. It's certain things we should not have to tell a grown-ass man.
How, for real.
I mean, who raised you? Who
Chris,
raised you?
D.A., have you ever had balls on the couch, D.A.? D.A., I know you had balls.
Maybe
on the
in
couch.
His,
I
his
know.
Couch?
Oh, no, on my couch. On my couch, yeah.
On his couch, right. You don't go to some woman's house.
I honestly don't see too much wrong with that, you know.
You said what, D.A.?
Oh, Lord.
What'd you say?
I said, I honestly don't see too much wrong with it, but hey.
Thank you. I've had balls on foreign couches.
You listen. Jay, listen.
Yes.
Jay being the man, Jay. I want you to please understand. First of all, when you walk in my house, you know not to put your naked ass on none of my sofas. You know, you can just, when you walk in, you can tell. Because everything is white. Everything is white. Everything is clean, it's crisp. You sit your naked ass on my sofa in my room, And you think that's okay? Like, when I, and then after I say to you, oh, is that what we doing? Please don't get it twisted with, oh, is that what we doing? I'm ready. Because my face said, nigga, if you don't get them naked, raggedy-ass balls off my sofa, I'm going to choke the shit out of you. And I mean, choke the shit out of you, right? So I, there's no way, none of my body language, my body language didn't say none of that shit. Let me tell you, I was hot and ready. My ass went straight Sahara Desert.
Not Sahara Desert.
Sahara Desert and the mute. I didn't even want to talk.
Oh, wow.
I didn't even want to talk no more.
You have to allow a couple mistakes. That's just things need to be a teachable moment. That's what I call, because damn, you gonna ruin the best love of you. Might that might have been your husband right there, but you got mad. Or he could have been that type that have bended up in you properly, and you got mad off of some minor. Yes, trust me, it's not minor to you. Because you did justify, you said you had light couches. He should have at least put a towel down if he was going to sit down.
I'll
give you that.
Something.
But we got to be more women. Y'all got to be more than a one mistake troop. You have to.
No, we don't.
You have to.
No, you don't. You don't actually. You don't. Actually don't. I mean, it's different when you are, if you're 22 versus in our age range. You know, like you can make mistakes, but this dude, he done been through his share of relationships. He done dealt with enough women, I'm sure. Like, who the hell raised you?
And you let me just say this for the record. Clearly, he don't give a fuck either, because he ain't tried to call. You know what I'm saying? I guess because before it was all over, he had an attitude, too, because he didn't feel like he did nothing wrong. And so, you know, my thing is this. When a person feel like they haven't done anything wrong, then you do owe it to them to give them your version of what the issue is. So this is what I said to him. Sweetheart, you have never been to my house before. You've made yourself very comfortable in a situation where you shouldn't have been that comfortable in the first place. You don't necessarily have to think, because anything can happen. So show some je ne sais quoi, if you will. Show that you have a little bit of couth about yourself. Don't come through like you about to get it stand up. You coming through here like you about to put it down. You think that you putting it down like that and you going to sit your naked ass on my sofa? And so my thing
foul.
Is... You know, that was that mentality fucked me up, because nothing about me gives thirsty. Nothing about none of that shit. I play all day. But when it comes to these men out here in these streets, I will be single before I settle for some bullshit. Period.
You know what? I'm going to say this. That that sounds like one of them Chicago niggas. That sounds like one of them Chicago niggas.
Chris is messy. That's fine, Chris. I got some for that ass. That's fine.
But he was from Chicago, though. No.
Right. See?
But,
yeah, hey. Yeah,
that's
well,
Chris, you ain't shit.
Right. Let me tell you a quick story. It's going to be super quick. It's only super quick. I met this woman. This is years ago. I was in my early 20s. And I met this young lady. We was at the club. She was all right. I guess I was all right. We was hanging out. We vibed. We exchanged phone numbers, and we was going to hang out. She called me maybe a week later. I think we talked on the phone before. She called me about a week later, and she had the flu. And she asked me if she could come, or if I could go run to the store, grab her a bunch of chicken noodle soup and stuff like that, because she's so sick with the flu.
With a soda on the side.
And then I told her, I said, nah, I ain't going to be able to do that because I don't want to get the flu neither. And you know what she said? She said, you know what? F you and lose my number, and hung up on me. And that was it. And we never talked after that. I didn't lose her number, but I didn't call her. But I was like, damn.
And the problem is?
I didn't want to get sick my damn self. So she, what kind of woman wants you to be effed up to?
The kind of just expect that you would use just a little bit of common sense and bring that soup and leave it on the doorstep if you didn't want to get sick, or send Uber Eats, or send somebody, you know, to drop it off at the doorstep.
That sounds like, honestly, it was before Uber Eats.
it goes, it probably was before Uber Eats. So I would just say you should have just dropped it off, because it just shows her that you care enough about her to come out and bring her something.
But see, you know what? You see how you said you went to hair death? If she would have just gave me a teachable moment and said what you just said, I'd have said, you know what, that makes sense. Because in my mind, I said, I'm not about to get flu off of some woman I ain't even hit yet.
Oh, so you get flu from a woman that you hit before. Okay.
Yeah, they will. Because you can have 103 temperature and they still trying to smash.
Some of them motherfuckers you can catch COVID for now.
Wow.
Hey, you know,
I love y'all. Y'all are crazy as hell.
The mindset of a female versus a male.
Right.
All right.
Because I'll tell you what, if I come in and a chick butts in and they on my couch, you know, I just get the lights on after we smash. Because I'm not too worried about it.
Thank you.
Did you say I'm not too worried about it?
Dude said he gonna spray lights.
I wouldn't be too worried about it.
He gonna come in spraying lights off.
I'm done with y'all. Y'all men just don't care about nothing. Y'all don't have
after.
Wait,
I'm gonna make sure the deed is done first.
Are you surprised by this?
It's just teachable moments. Teachable moments. We should have teachable moments. I don't care what age we are, and I think women don't give us an opportunity when there's teachable moments. Y'all just cut it off.
Hey, there. You know what? There are men that are ghosting too. Like Chrissy did not ghost him. She at least cut it off. There's a difference between ghosting and cutting off. Like there are people out here that will ghost your ass.
I got ghosted in my last deal.
I did too. I've been ghosted before as well. So yeah, that shit happens. I'm like, you know what? Use your words. Use your big boy words. Like, what's the problem? Like,
then they resort us to being these old petty ass women and shit. You know,
I get petty behind. I'm like, you know what? Let me tell you something. I'm from Chicago. Bus come by this bus stop every 5 minutes.
I know. And that's what I said. Miss one next 15, one coming. But here was the thing. I think this was the first time that I actually really liked somebody and thought.
You like the guy with somebody. The ball? Oh, no, the ghosting guy.
The guy that ghosted me, which is why it was easy for me to tell the guy who was free balling on my sofa to get the hell on. Because at that point, you know what I'm saying? It's like all these niggas is driving me crazy. Let me just go. Bye.
Can I hear why you got ghosted? What did you do wrong?
You don't know. I didn't know why either. I thought everything was fine. And then dude was like, I'm on my way to drop something off at your house. I made you something and then didn't show up and then deleted me on all social media. And I knew nothing after. I'm like, what happened? I don't know what happened.
This one, Janelle. I'm hot and heavy. We moving on to the next phase of the relationship. So I think, because we done started spending money on each other. And listen, for the record, I am the cheapest of the cheap when it comes to me spending money on anybody other than me and my house. So I don't do it just as a habit. I just don't do it. I done spent $200. Now, listen, I know $200 ain't a lot of money, but I done spent $200 is $200 more than I spent on any other Negro on the planet. Do you understand me? Besides the son of mine. So I didn't spend $200. I'm feeling like we good. We in a good place. Everything's good. We vibing. This man is tearing up the streets. He lived 2 hours away. He coming Wednesday to Monday. He here with me for 2 months. You tell me, we're in the middle of COVID. You coming here for 2 months, tearing up these streets. Everything is good. We done exchange gifts. We talking about our kids. We talking about the future. I say, baby, what we doing here before I start nagging like a nagging girlfriend? This nigga told me, he said, baby, we still getting to know each other. I said, sir, you done been in places that nobody else has been. What the fuck do you mean you getting to know me? Are you serious right now? Did you mean to say that shit to me? Or I'm sorry, you had me confused with that other bitch you must be fucking with. Because ain't no way you telling me that you just still trying to get to know me? Nikki, you done put your tongue in places it shouldn't even be.
Jesus.
In places it shouldn't even be. And you should have got to know me before you did that, my sir.
I'm dead.
You should have got to know me. You know what I'm saying? You don't get to know somebody 60, 90 days in. So my thing was, my girlfriend said, well, what did you expect him to say, Christy? Well, you know what I'd expected him to say? If he didn't feel like he was at a point of committing to this relationship, because see, he out here with this community dick, and I'm all private property. I want you to understand that. I'm all private property. So I'm not trying to live your community life. And so you either better come through here strapping up two times over, okay? You need to come through here talking about that you're trying. Nigga, I'm not dating you to just sleep with you. I'm dating with a purpose here. You understand? So when he, you know, after that, whole demeanor changed. He got a whole different attitude. He stopped calling every hour on the hour like he was before. And then slowly it became no calls at all. And so I was like, oh, this joker is ghosting me. I saw it coming. I saw it.
Okay, I see the mistakes in that as well. Now, do you know, remember I told you about the 10-time rule? Remember I told you that story before about about 10 times? Can you explain to her? You don't remember that?
The 10 times what? That you've gone out with someone?
For a dude, what's the word? What's the infatuation? We got to know if it's infatuation, lust, or because sometimes when you had a 10-time rule, you must beat for 10 times. You got to hit. It could be 10 straight days, but 10 sex sessions with the woman. And then you realize, whoa, this motherfucker ain't got a left arm.
Oh, you I got just Grant noticed. Cordone, huh?
Yeah, you get common sense.
Grant Cordone and a whole nother different.
Exactly. And you say. No. And that way, if after the 10th time of hitting it, if you still want to be with her, then that shit's real. But because you come to your senses after the 10th time, you be like, you know what? I actually do like the fucking garbage ass stories she say. It's kind of interesting. But,
oh, I'm done.
And that's why. And I think you interrupted before the 10th time. It might have You might have been at 8, 6, 4. So if you'd have waited till the 10th time, you would have known. And that's why I tell women out there in the world, let them hit early and often so you'll know if it's real. Well, didn't I tell you that? Thank you. And I say, if you want to know if it's real, so Chrissy, Nail, if y'all meet a dude and you kind of thinking it, don't save it. Let him hit 10 straight times, like day after day for 10 days. If he's there after the 10th time, that shit real. Go with it. Don't save it and hold on and all that. And because he eventually, he going to say, after you finally get to the 10th time, which could be a year from now, he be like, you know, I ain't really feeling it. You ain't got no left arm. I just realized some shit about you.
I cannot. Where these men on our panel come from, Janelle?
I'm just saying, maybe it's me, but
there on the right, I know where he come from.
Ask D.A., ask D.A. and ask, but I'm going to tell you, ask D.A. and ask the chef. But, hey, I've been married 17 years. Because I went to that 10th threshold and I said, this is legit. It was legit. I'd have been to 6, 7 before with others, and I said, I didn't know she ain't had no back teeth. That's why she. When you hitting a woman, say you in the, say you had sex with her for 5 times, and you don't notice that she chewing steak with just her front teeth. And then after, when it's about the 10th time, you're like, hey, why the fuck she chewing steak with her front teeth? And then you realize she ain't got no back teeth. Yeah, I gotta break up with her. She ain't got no molars.
This dude right here.
Oh, man.
Wow. Come on, y'all. Come on.
But that's just real advice. That's just real advice right there.
We're going to have to extend tonight's show, Chris, because we got all this bullshit that's going on right now. I know.
That's education.
He has to do his bullshit. Is he ready?
You know what? y'all set up a tough act to follow. But, you know, I was going through this this weekend or this week, and it's just like I realized what's really irritating me now is non-black people expect you to educate them on racism. Now, you know, I'm in a predominantly, I guess, I'd say a predominantly white industry. And I mean, you know, maybe social circle, you know, I mean, and so I get a lot of questions, you know, because I'm Mr. Nice Guy always, you know, I'm the black guy that most people could talk to. So I get a lot of questions, you know. And, you know, I, you know, even in my own self, you know, awareness, I got a lot of blind spots and, you know, I'm not acknowledging the area. I mean, you know, but I'm honest, I'm transparent, but it's just not my job to educate white folks. I mean, you know, and I have a lot of white friends. I mean, but there are amazing resources out there for, you know, they can start to build their own knowledge base and understand awareness. But I mean, especially at work, you know, I mean, it just bothers me because it's like I sit there and I'm thinking, I mean, here I am being expected to, you know, to give a, you know, I don't know, a speech or a thing or whatever, man, on inclusion or, you know, even if it ain't got shit to do with me. So it's just like, you know, I mean, and I'm happy generally to have difficult conversations. That's the basis of my job is to have difficult conversations. But, you know, folks need to know for themselves first. And then I can, you know, provide a little help if, you know, they're building their own house of awareness. But I mean, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it's like, but they need to know. It's not my job to sit there and tell you, you know, to sit there and like the damn, dress, be at the courthouse and giving a, you know, oh, well, this happened and this, and this is why this happened. You know, that type of shit has really just been, you know, getting on my nerves to the point, especially with all this, you know, in today's political climate with all the left and the right. Everything's either way left or way right. And, you know, it always comes, what do you think, D.A.? And it's just like, well, hold on, man. You should know some of this shit. I mean, I'm sure, I mean, you know, I didn't learn much black history throughout my, all the way through a college education, but I learned enough to know that you were sitting next to me in these classes, so you should know some of this shit. I mean, it wasn't like I was at Hillman or some shit, man. I mean, I'm talking about Lutheran school in Wachusett, which is a predominantly, everything was predominantly white. So I'm like, I don't get it. I don't get it. I mean, why do I have to continually educate people? I mean, that know, you know this, and I know you know. You know, I know they know what's going on.
They do. It's exhausting. It is exhausting. And I got into two ongoing debates yesterday and today. The first one that's probably still going on right now. I'm in many different teacher groups. I'm in a lot of black teacher groups, but I'm in one integrated group. Just, I don't even know why I hurt my head, but I'm in this group. And so if you haven't heard about Dr. Seuss's books, they depict some imagery of minorities, some Jews, some Asians, black people with big lips, just, you know what I'm saying? You know this, you know the tropes, right? And so they put it out there and you see all these people commenting, oh, that's not right. I learned how to read. That's part of my cultural history. They're going on and on and how great it is. And so I'm explaining to them. I said, you know what? When you know better, you do better. You know, our country is changing. But why now? What's the problem? It was fine then. Why is it not fine now? No, ma'am, it was never fine. I'm trying to explain to them. It was never fine. Black people saw imagery. It was never fine. At no point should a white child be sitting in a classroom and see this and then have to take on the white supremacy that they see. And then at no point should a black child sit in a classroom, feel shame and inferiority looking at these images. And as an educator, you should not be promoting. I would never want you in front of my child or any child for that reason. I mean, when I tell you, now I'm speaking to them. Now I'm the person that's harmed by looking at these images. I'm telling you how it makes people feel. And they push them. When I tell you, push back. Well, what about the women's right movement? You know, women, you know, that women didn't have rights in this country. I mean, then they come with faulty logic. It's all the whataboutism. I'm like, you don't want, I said, you're not even listening. I said, I just can't, an exhaustive, you know, four paragraphs explaining to them the problem with these images and small children, how you indoctrinate in their minds, how dangerous this is, because you start programming them young and they don't understand that, right? So to the point where I was giving up, because you're right, that is really white people's work. In order, you know, teaching white people work, and I normally don't engage but I had Latam. That's the only reason why I did it. really for real, because I know some white people that I can tag, and they'll do it for me, and then they'll go back and forth, and maybe after the 17th, you know, comment, they may listen. I don't know. So there was that. And then there was right in O'Fallon. Y'all know O'Fallon, Missouri, which is right outside of St. Louis. There are some teachers in the Christian school district that were holding up letters C-O-O-N-S, Coons, right? So that was posted in the integrated teacher group that I'm in. And they're like, oh, what's the problem? It's no problem. The teachers said that, oh, they were playing human Scrabble. And so they were trying to spell the word raccoon. They didn't have an R or an A. Now, keep in mind, raccoon is spelled with two C's, but I'm going to let that go. But they said they only did because they was trying to spell raccoon. But if you see the picture, they all small, they all smiling with C-O-O-N-S in order spelling coons, right? And so now here come all these teachers defending. Now, I get on there, and I'm like, look here, don't even at me right now, because I'm telling you right now, this is dead ass wrong. Because, you know, all you up here supporting this and making excuses for these people, I don't even want to hear it. I'm telling you right now, just don't even at me, because you're not going to accept it. This is just wrong. Because you see, well, where I'm from, coon means this. Where I'm from, it means short. It means, okay, I'm going to let you have that bullshit. But here's the thing. These people are at, let me tell you, O'Fallon, Missouri, they know what the fuck coon mean. They know it's a racial slur. So, and even if you don't know it's a racial slur, they all kind of accepted that it's a derogatory term. So why as an educator would you even be promoting that? I mean, I'll say, you know, I gave up on them fools. I said, you know, I'm going to let it go. Because I said, this is the 21st century. If you still think stuff like this is acceptable, I can't. And the dangerous part about teachers is that they have small children. That's why I hate it that it's almost, I hate to admit that racism may never go nowhere. As long as 80-some percent of teachers are white females, it's not going to change. They're like, oh, Dr. Seuss, that's cultural history. Bitch, what? Who, what, that is not, it is not. Get rid of, you don't have to, you, well, I, we, well, what's wrong with using these books to teach kids about, no, it's not your job to teach kids, right? Know what your job is? It's parents' jobs to teach that. Oh, then they're like, well, your parents teach, I say, in addition, I'm in, if we don't teach our kids about that, that's the difference between life and death, not teaching your kids about racism. And I said, and furthermore, you have to understand, it is not your job. What is your job is when situations arise in your presence is that you talk about it then. But you don't put in front of them these racist, stereotypical books and then think this shit is okay and cute. It's not. When you know better, you do better. And I was out of it. I was just done with it. It's a waste of my time. Because you know what? They don't care. They don't want to accept it. They want to give me all these whataboutisms.
Yeah, all day.
And it's not going to generate anything but frustration on your level. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, they go home, they go to sleep, and they sleep fine because they're okay with who they are. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I'm hoping for our people, that one day we can just be okay with who we are, so that when this type of stuff comes, we'll shut it down immediately and brush it off our shoulders. But we still at a point where we're taking it super personal and we are not giving them they ass and walking away from it, because that's what they need. They need they ass given to them. And again, this comes from my very best friend was a white girl. You know, I have a few friends that are white girls. I tell my white friends that if I don't see no black people in your timeline, there's a problem. So I'm just who you doing it for? You know, don't do it for the gram, boo. Who you doing it for? But I digress, because that's not what we, you know, that I digress, because you know I get real ignorant. So I'm gonna die.
Mm. Well, you know, it's just simple. Like an example I had to point out to and we'll say an unnamed person that Chris and I may both know. But it gets to the point where it's just like, you know, you're talking about, you know, they're getting upset because it's like, well, he, you know, these people. Now these people, of course, you realize you're talking, I'm one of these people. Always gets to cut off. Oh man. You know, between, you know, the immigrants, and refugees, they got a better life than me. You know, government caters to them, you know, and they get mad about it. And it's like, you know, so they think that these people, the line cutting angers them, but they never question why they should be the first people in line. You know what I mean? Well, why should you be first? That never even comes up. I mean, what makes you feel that you should be ahead of these people necessarily? They never question that. And I mean, it just kind of shows you. I mean, when you ask that question, they look at you and, you know, they don't really have a rebuttal, but they're just like, well, it doesn't make you mad.
No, not really. I mean, you know, I've been we've been behind most of our lives. So I mean, you know, I've never first in line anyway. So it really doesn't matter if two people or four people in front of me. I don't really get upset. But yeah, they never question why. Oh well, you know, it's just the privilege. They don't understand that they have a privilege in this country. Do you know whether it be, you know, cultural, intellectual, financial? They just assume.
100% D. They don't.
They don't get it.
They don't think that there's a privilege. They don't think that they have a privilege. And it's not my job to educate them. It's your job to go educate yourself. Before you come at me, you better make sure you educate yourself. That's the way I feel about it. And if the love is true, if the love is real, then they'll take the time to go and educate themselves. Those people who do not, again, who are you doing it for? And that's all I really got to say about it. I don't, you know, my job is not to offend anybody in their thought process and what they believe. I respect everybody's position. You know, I respect your position of racism if that's what you want. But here's what you're not going to do. You ain't getting ready to exploit me with your racism. And so, you know, because I'm going to give you your ass. That's just how I feel about it. And so at this point, what do? You know, I'm gonna let you know how I feel about it. I'm the one that's gonna let you know how I feel about it and walk away from your ass because you ain't paying my bills. I don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? And so at the end of the day, we just have to get to a point where we speak our minds and what we feel. Not that it's gonna make any difference. You know what I'm saying? Because if you in your mind, if you're believing that there is no privilege, there's really no change in your mind. You over 40, you ain't changing your mind. Get your ass out of here. And here's what you ain't gonna do. You ain't getting ready to waste my time.
Yeah. It makes it, you know what it does? It makes it easy for them. By denying that there's privilege, they never have to confront it.
Absolutely.
I learned at a very, very, very young age about white privilege, and it had nothing to do with racism. Mm-hmm. White privilege was when I would hear news stories about a shark attack, and it would scare the hell out of me when I was younger. But then I realized the shark attacks only happen in the ocean at some beach. People are swimming and a shark nibbles on them.
Right.
And I'm like, how the F is that a shark attack? They chilling in the water where they supposed to be. I used to think a shark attack would be a motherfucker just breaking your house and just start ransacking your shit and eating you up. Right. They so privileged, they think jumping in the ocean where wild sharks are, and if one nibble on them, they deadly as hell. So that's how white privilege work, even when it come to black and everything else. Plus, they just checking your temperature. Them motherfuckers ain't dumb. Even though America is chock full of dumbass idiot motherfuckers, they smart enough to know we gonna check black people temperature. White people be checking my temperature all the fucking time, and I hate that shit because I check their temperature right the fuck back. Right. So I mean, if they ask you about shit, man, fuck you. What do you think, white boy? Tell them that, DA. Fuck them. Give it. Throw the shit right back in their face.
That's the thing. I probably will never go that far.
Did I ever tell you? We had the motherfucker across the street. He had just recently moved in. I'm cutting the grass. Number one, I'm bumping some Deeper Shades of House podcast. Bumping, cutting my grass. And I'm in the middle of something. I got headphones like this on, not the little pod ones. This old white man already knew what he was on. He come across, want to introduce himself. You bother me while I'm in the zone. So I take the time out. He mentioned that he was he did some time in the Air Force back in the fucking 70s or something. So he talked and he realized I was in the Air Force. That motherfucker said something about Colin Kaepernick, right? And he asked me, what do I think? I looked at him. I'm saying, I'm black. What do you fucking think I think? We ain't never held a conversation after that since. And it's been 2 years. And I said this. I said, they want to check. I'll give it right the fuck back to you. You ask me some stupid shit. I ain't one of these Bryant Gumbel motherfuckers.
Do you wave to him when he come out to get the mail out the mailbox?
No, it's even worse because during the election, that motherfucker had a Trump sign, that Trump flag out there. And I said, okay, this motherfucker want his ass beat. He too old to be trying. He did that shit for me and my Puerto Rican neighbor. No, I remember. Remember, I told you, Neil. I said this motherfucker put a truck. I said, okay. I said, you know what? I said, let him set foot on my property. I'm fucking him up, but I ain't gonna bother with him on his property. He come to my shit. But we ain't speak for 2 years. He tried to. They just checking your temperature, man. I don't have a problem. All white people ain't bad, just like all black people ain't good. But them motherfuckers be checking your temperature.
Absolutely.
Fuck that.
James, you the James the angry black man, huh?
Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying, James. I was just saying, James is the angry black man that we got on the set, huh?
I love it.
I'm just being honest. I'm just being honest because the one thing is, them motherfuckers ain't dumb. They if we can understand the situation, they should be able to understand the situation. Yes, like when I see them Chinese or Asian people getting their asses handed to them right now, not that I'm necessarily feeling sorry for them because we've been getting our asses handed to us for ages. But what I'm saying is, I know that that's wrong.
Right.
I don't need an Asian man to tell me it's wrong.
Absolutely.
Because they think he's Corona. Now, what I'm mad at is some of these coon-ass black people that are attacking Asians along with the majority. It's probably 85% white people that's attacking them. But I'm smarter because I'm like, why black people? Why are you doing their work? I've been a part of racism. So why would you perpetuate that? So... But I don't have to listen to an Asian person for him to tell me it's wrong to attack a person. And number one, I'm not going to attack one of them motherfuckers because if I think they got coronavirus, that's dumb as hell to get closer to them so you can get it.
Right.
So, yeah, that's all I'm saying. I'm just more, I guess I use my logic.
Well, and everybody, you know, they look at your logic as that's your logic and it ain't theirs. You know what I'm saying? And so, again, that's another cop-out. You know, because if you're not open-minded enough to listen, again, to gain understanding, right, and not listening to just respond, right, then you'll understand. You got to understand everybody's perspective. You got to respect the fact that I may not feel so warm and fuzzy about being your friend after the shit that I just went through. You know, not necessarily being ignorant to the point where I'm going to mistreat you because somebody else of your color mistreated me. Mm-hmm. I'm going to take my judgment based on how you treat me, but I'm letting you know that when I'm talking shit about your other white counterpart, it's not, don't take it personal, nigga. Don't take it personal.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because I have a right to feel the way I feel. Just don't take it personal. You know, the same way you feel like you can ask me, you know, what black people do and how we act and why do we act a certain type of way. I ain't gonna take it personal, but you better be careful. Tote the line, motherfucker. Tote the line. Because, you know, your delivery is everything.
Yes.
I tend to, you know, be a, and I guess that's why people feel free talking to me. But I mean, it's also, I also let them know that it's exactly why we all need to be comfortable with being uncomfortable. Because, I mean, it doesn't matter what it is, from, you know, if you want to say from, you know, if we're talking about racism from voting rights or citizenship, or you talk about the LGBTQ, marriage equality, the human rights, nothing is ever achieved through comfort and silence.
Right.
I mean, the louder the conversation, the more likely, you know, there's going to change some happen. So you got to keep on talking about it. And if the more people become uncomfortable, that you force them to realize this is a reality, because that's what, you know, that's basically what people do. It's not anything else but ignorance. They ignore what's going on because it's uncomfortable. And then, you know, it's like they're living in a world that doesn't really exist. They're not living in the real world. They're living in the world they imagine it to be.
All right, DA, you keep making them.
Yeah, only time I've ever grown was out of discomfort. Every time I wanted to give up, was because it was feeling hard. But when I pushed through, it was out of discomfort. But oftentimes, especially when you talk about issues of racism and all that, and there's something else when I was having this back and forth with these people in these different groups, like, it don't affect you. Like, you feel it does not affect you, so it's not a problem. You know, looking at this really dark face caricature of a black man with these big red lips sucking on a watermelon, it doesn't affect you. Right. You don't, as a 5 or 6 year old little boy, you don't sit in your chair looking up and, you know, feeling shame by looking at this. And, you know, it's you in a class with 25 kids, you the only little black kid, but then your teacher's reading from this book. That's not acceptable. it makes you feel bad, and they don't get that because it doesn't affect them. But right. there's that. Christy, like, do you have a cigar to review tonight? Do you?
Absolutely, as I am puffing on my stick.
This, you know, this is my favorite part. Let me get ready. Let me
I am enjoying. I'm enjoying. Now, listen, this for those cigar aficionados. I am not. I did not pair this cigar with this drink by no means. I'm having tacos and fajitas tonight, and I needed a margarita, just so you know. So I'm drinking on a jalapeno margarita. And I'm smoking on a punch, 1840, rare, Corojo. Okay, this stick is
rare.
4.5x60. It's called a champion. I love it already because it's called a champion. It's called a champion. This one is robust, but it's really mild. And it comes in two lanes, mild and a medium. This one is Ecuadorian Sumatra. Okay. Normally I'm doing some Nicaraguan shit, but tonight this is a Ecuadorian Sumatra. Okay. Come on. That's the wrapper. The filler is Honduran, Nicaraguan, Dominican, Polito Cubano. Okay. This one is a punch. And so I did the little punch cut. I thought it was cute. It was all good. It tastes good. It kind of gives you a flavor of like leather and wood, if you will. If you will, the leather and the wood together makes it sexy to me. I like it. The leather and the wood for me, baby. It's the leather and the wood for me. The wood definitely for me.
Go figure. You're ready to say we like that combination of leather and wood.
The leather and wood. It's the wood for me, baby. It's the wood. But it's good. It's good. And this one is light. So I wanted to kind of go ahead and plug my friend. You know, next week we're gonna have a guest on my segment introducing his line. And I hope to follow and get a line of my own. So we'll see what happens with that one. So Mr. Gary gonna be in the building with us next week. This one is really good though. I'm gonna go ahead and plug his website next week because I wasn't ready to do it for tonight. Again, this is the Punch 1840 Rare Corojo. Can y'all roll that R off y'all tongue? Corojo.
Y'all been listening to Pooh Shiesty.
I need to be between some legs.
Yeah, I don't roll R's.
You know what? Oh my God. Anyway, yes, that's another one that sounds quite sexy to me.
Yes.
How does it smell?
Listen, it has a nice,
does it smell woodsy?
It smells woodsy. It smells leathery. It does. It smells, and it's mild, and it has a good burn too. Can you see that?
You know I like a good burn.
I like a good burn, baby.
Wow. It's woodsy and leathery. How does it feel on your mouth?
Oh, wait, hold on. Let me tell you.
That's the problem. Anyway.
They get too excited doing this section.
Yes. Go, girl.
Way too excited.
Baby. Yes. Oh, I love it.
It's got a good finish for real, though.
Oh, okay.
It doesn't linger, and it doesn't even linger in the house.
Girl, I love a stick that does not linger.
I mean, to paint it. Go ahead and do what you got to do and get the hell on. Come on with it. Come on.
Get in and go. Like, take it in and then go.
Take it in and go.
Yeah.
Long as the stick don't be on the couch.
with some accompanying balls, right?
Listen, you can be on the couch with your balls as long as you ain't balls and belly.
Oh wow! So what you're saying is, if he was in shape, you would have taken the balls, asshole, and everything on the couch, huh?
No, I wouldn't.
And that would've been cool.
Yeah,
she all right with a little belly.
You know, fat shaming. If I would have said, oh man, you keep them rolls off my couch, man, shit, I'm you in public, man, with lynch my ass. You know that? You so with fat shaming. That man knew he had a gun, but he was like, he thought it was all love.
Now he did not think that was okay. And I know that he could not apologize. I bet you he don't think it's okay right now.
Mm. Well, that's, shit. We went from Little Caesars to, you know, shit, like you said, man, hot and ready. Dry and just like, man.
Who eats Little Caesars? That's disgusting.
She shamed him. She shamed him.
Bullshit. I didn't shame
him. He shamed himself. you come up there, you still sweaty from the shower, you go sit on someone's couch with your asshole and your balls and your belly, that's a whole problem. That's a whole problem.
Yeah, we don't need some people to call in that you know, Janelle.
That's a whole...
What you mean? Let me tell you something. Wait a minute. I ain't had no balls. Don't do me.
I guess I got to get into a mind of a woman. I heard the story a couple times. I still don't understand where the problems were, other than maybe the color of the couch.
It's not the color of the couch. It's the principle behind you sitting your naked ass on my couch.
Right.
Hey, well, I tell you what. You know, my significant other or whoever I'm dating at the time feel more than welcome to sit your bare ass on my couch. Whenever you're ready.
Okay.
That's different for a woman.
I'll give you that if y'all together. But if you're dating somebody, just note to self, all brothers out there in the internet world, don't go sit your naked ass out the shower on somebody's sofa without checking with them first. Because you just don't know.
I don't think that's... So he's supposed to be like this. Hey, you mind if I...
No,
get naked and let my balls sit on the couch. You just go for it.
Jay. I'm dead. No, keep in mind this was his first time getting up to the boudoir. First time. Is this how you going out? And then he was this close. He was this close.
Wait, hold on. Let me ask this: have y'all ever dealt in any capacity before? Anywhere else?
That was the first time that we were having that type of encounter.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Exactly. Okay. That's the point.
That changes things a little bit. That's
close to getting the draws, and he going to go do some dumb shit like that.
Well, you know that song by her, Comfortable?
Yes.
That's what he was singing. He feels so comfortable when he was with her. He was comfortable.
After 3 days?
It don't matter. He was comfortable. He was comfortable.
I don't want you to be that comfortable in my house.
Now this fool got PTSD right now. He's somewhere tying off, about to get some heroin because he got PTSD off of the trauma that was dealt to him.
James, I'm not dealing with that bullshit. I'm somewhere with that bullshit.
But I tell you.
I tell you what, he better not never do for the sake of him getting to the second level or the next batch. No, get the orangutan. That's the one I want. I want the picture of the monkey. Put the monkey up here. Come on.
All right, let me see if I can find it.
Let me help the people one more time for the one time. Listen. You can do whatever you want to do in your space. Because that's your space. You can be as comfortable as you want to be in your space. But here's what I would never do. I would never take my ass to somebody else's house and sit on a light color furniture naked. I just wouldn't do it because I'm a grown ass woman who know better. I'm a mother who knows that I'm always telling my kids, stop, don't tear my shit up. Please don't disrespect my stuff. And I felt disrespected when you put your asshole and balls and belly all over my sofa. I felt disrespected. And there was no coming back from it. Once you feel disrespected as a woman in a situation like that, listen, let me tell you something. I'd have did myself before I let him hit it, which is what happened.
Well, I got a question. Is that couch, is that an heirloom? Was it passed down from general? Like, is there a because help me out. Was there a special meaning to that couch other than you got it from a store and you just got a couch?
James, how about it's mine?
I understand that part. But I'm just saying, I don't have a problem with it. I probably did that type of stuff before I came.
Well, let me ask you this, Christiana.
Looking just like that.
So what happens if it was in your car? Let's say y'all outside decided to go ahead and have some, you know, do something in your car. Would you have a problem putting his bare ass on your car seat?
Yeah, I do. I got a problem with you putting your bare ass on anything of mine.
Wow.
Except the bed. I mean, because that's what we do. We sleep in the bed. You know what I'm saying? You get funky in the bed. You get down and dirty in the bed, right? And I don't know that. And to be honest with you, I will not just say no to sex in a car or in a different place. I think it's only that it's not received because it looked like that orangutan back there. One time, Chris. Let me see.
So if he looked like Morris Chestnut, it'd have been different.
And so you can't. It's not the look. It's the body. It's the angles. What angles at? I need you to hit them angles one time. You know what I'm saying? It's about the angles. It don't have nothing to do with anything else. It was about the moment. You know what I'm saying? I think that he could have created a different element. When I came through the door and I was like, "Oh, nigga, is this what you're doing?"
Like, you should have laughed it off and said, "Nah, player, let's get on the floor." You should have been. I still think y'all sisters a little too aggressive and take that road. Laugh it off. Don't get too offended.
Shit funny about his asshole on my
side. I'd laugh my ass off. I'd be
like, "Oh, girl, you crazy. Don't get
yeah, if I was a woman, I don't know. I got to think like a woman, but I'd laugh my tail off. I said, "Let me take a picture of you right quick." I'd have just laughed. I'd have found it funny.
Oh, my God.
But then I'm not a woman.
You don't want to tell me. That's not what you want me to do. Because you got to check my track record. If I'm going to put you on everybody in the world going to see it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If I was a woman, maybe I don't know how to think like a woman, but right now it just been funny to me. I just said, "Slow down, killer." You know, I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean,
it don't seem offensive to me.
It's definitely not a put outable offense.
just like that shit.
Jay, I hate you said that. I don't feel bad at all, Jay. Janelle,
the stuff.
I don't feel bad.
The stuff Cuomo was doing, it ain't offending me.
As you should not.
You know, there's decorum. You know, and I don't care if you are from the south side of Chicago or East Istanbul. There's decorum. You understand what I'm saying?
Well, hold on. Let's keep it all way booked.
Out with turkey.
Thank you.
Let's keep it all way booked. So I'm going to get mad at a bare ass out the shower sitting on my couch. And I'm probably going to sit there and you know, or what you call it, a coochie lips on my couch. Now, I'm probably gonna lick on anyway. I'm gonna put my mouth on anyway. But
you know what?
But I'm gonna have a problem with it being on my couch. Yo, it's on my couch. But I mean, I put it in my mouth. But
I'm just gonna put this out here. If you got coochie lips on the couch,
That's all right.
Chrissy had that one because I can't.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. No, maybe that's from a
woman. Chances are, it's not like we're 22, 23, so it's probably going to be, somewhere around your mouth anyway. So it's like, what's the problem? You're going to do that anyway.
Let me tell you something.
Thank you.
Men catfish women all day long, and women catfish men. I get it. Again, I'm going to say this for the one time. Don't bring your ass out the shower or no other place and sit your naked ass on my sofa.
She said what she said.
Who you are, I don't care how good you look. I really don't. Seriously, I'm a germaphobe and for real. Don't do me. It's very rare times that I gotta really be into you to even kiss you because I'm a germaphobe like that for real. And I'm not lying. And the guys who've dated me that we've gotten to that point, they know that about me. I don't do it. And so I think it's just about a respect thing. I felt disrespected. I felt like the fact that he could free ball on my sofa and not have no angles, you know what I'm saying? And wasn't even nothing, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't even appealing to look at. I felt disrespected. My God. The exit stage left is what we had to endure. We just had to endure that.
Sorry. You know what, Chrissy? I can guarantee you what he did when you told him to get up. He fought it right there on your couch.
You know what? And on that note, ladies and gentlemen.
He said, "Fuck your couch, then." He did. He pulled the Rick James on you. He said, "Fuck your couch."
I'm down with you, Chris.
I want to apologize to you, Chris, and that's my bad. Because now I'm sounding like the white people DA talking about. That I don't feel, just because I didn't experience your pain, I should feel your pain. Even though I don't agree with it, I should understand where you come. I understand what you, because you said disrespect. used to. So I'm be a bigger man. I apologize.
No worries. Thank you. I appreciate it, bro.
It's just some of the ones I messed with back in the day. They ain't had a problem with nothing being on the couch. I was cool. They're my type of women.
I tell you what, I don't have no problem with them. I'm gonna be the white folks and double dip my chip.
Yeah, they're going to be on your couch, and they're going to be on your chest. They're going to be on your chin. The ball's going to be a lot of places. I don't think they wasn't worried about the couch.
Yeah. All right. So on that note.
Yeah, let's parting words. Let's go.
Listen.
Don't put your free balls on the couch. Okay, we got that one.
Listen, that's not even what I was going to say, Chris.
I know.
It's not what I was going to say. Listen, when life is dealing you lemons, put some motherfucking Bacardi with it and make Bacardi and lemonade.
Okay. I try that.
Can you put Tito's?
I don't know. Is Bacardi not a popular drink
anymore? It's bottom shelf, girl. I can't drink that.
Is bottom shelf Bacardi and lemonade?
Bacardi is bottom shelf, bro.
That's what the recipe called for, man. What the hell? You're a little bougie ass.
No, but
you don't like balls on your couch.
I don't like balls on my couch.
You're drinking bottom shelf, but you don't like balls on your couch. What is wrong with this problem?
I don't do bottom shelf or balls on my couch. So how about
James, you don't want balls on your sofa, but you want to drink bottom shelf. Bitch, get your life.
Yeah, you'll drink rot gut. You'll drink that rock gut liquor. He had me with the Bacardi, but once I saw the balls on the couch, I said, no, thank you.
I'm so done with y'all for the night, I promise right. you.
Anybody else before we go?
I don't want to hurt any feelings. This is for the guys I noticed having a conversation with DA back in the day. Because he's at a certain age. So once men get over a certain age, they kind of get a little perverted. So as they're just staring at women in the creepish ways that they do, one thing that ticks them off is when they're wearing their spandex, and a lot of them be looking good in spandex, they shouldn't wear panties with them. They should just be bare ass because that panty line throws it off.
James, I will concur on that. I will concur on that. And then, it's not like they got on sexy panties either. They got them big old period panties on, the big granny panties.
And that line messes it up. You just want to see all one.
Right now, like, what are we talking about?
It should just be. It should just be smooth.
That was my parting word.
Or dimples.
Here's my parting words.
Match not matching actions with words is called manipulation.
And refusing to be held accountable for it is called gaslighting.
Who better? Next week we're gonna talk about gaslighting.
Talking about men or people
in general? It could be men or women, it doesn't matter. I'm just in general,
because it looked like it was the same list you was reading from.
No, in general.
You got nothing, DA?
No, it gets to the point. Mine is real simple. Because people tend to sit there in this internet age. They look at social media and Google. My dad always used to tell me before he passed. Today a reader, tomorrow a leader. A lot of people need to start reading and understanding what they're reading, so they can sit there and move ahead in life. Otherwise, they just get stuck inside a subconscious fog that they never get out of.
Yeah.
Which is called bullshit in layman's terms.
Say it.
All right.
I just like to give them layman's terms.
All right. My parting words is stop wearing Adidas pants with Nike shoes. And on that note.
Why you always got to talk about me on the low key? Like, what's up with that?
I didn't even say no names, Christy.
I'm feeling some type of way. If I want to wear Adidas with Nike, let me tell you something about before we go.
Please don't.
My son was 8 years old, and I tried to tell him that he needed to match. Mm. I'm giving it to you straight. It was from the mouth of babes, as they say. He said, "Mama, it doesn't matter if you wear blue with green, green with orange, or orange with red." He said, "It's not a crisis of the world. Get up off of me, Chris. If I want to wear Nikes with Adidas, I can do what the hell I want to do. I pay the cost to be the boss over here with my Nike boot and Adidas. Negro.
Go for it. Go for it. I won't be standing next to you, though. You on your own. Like the old commercial, no, my sister, you on your own. All right, on that note, thank you, everybody. We went over a little bit tonight, a lot tonight. We went over a half hour tonight. So thank you all who stuck around and joined us and tuned in. And as always, if you have topic suggestions, questions, comments, email us at unprivileged@yahoo.com. Follow us on social media with on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube at Unprivileged AF. And say what? What?
You didn't say Unprivileged AF.
What did I say? Oh, well, Unprivileged AF. They know the name. They looking at the show.
Hey, listen, I just want to get it right for the people.
All right. Unprivileged AF on all platforms, okay? And on that note, everybody have a good evening, and we will see you next week.
Bye.